And now, your go-to source for year-round fantasy hockey advice, DFS and betting coverage. This is NHL Fantasy on Ice.
The Stanley Cup Final is set as Carolina and Vegas get ready to tangle. This is NHL Fantasy on Ice. Nick Alberga, Jay Conn, Chris Meany, and Pete Jensen with a Stanley Cup Final preview. What's going on, Jake? How are you, buddy?
We finally made it to the end of the road, Nick. Almost the end of the road here. Four more wins for one of these teams, and they're hoisting the Stanley Cup. And there's nobody else I'd rather break it down than the three of you guys. I'm looking forward to looking at it from all different angles here.
This podcast is a presentation of Bet365 Hockey Fans. Check out Bet365's three-goal early payout. When your team goes up three, you get paid. It's that simple. Download the app today. Must be 19+. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. Means I'm giving you the floor. What a conference final you had. You had an outstanding betting postseason in general, but you're the only one I know that called Vegas to just beat Colorado outright.
Never thought it would be a sweep, right? So, yeah, I mean, the Golden Knights have kind of flipped this switch here in the postseason since Torts has taken over behind the bench. I mean, they got 10 guys who have won a Stanley Cup just a couple years ago. So, very impressive stuff. And Jake, some uncharacteristic things from Colorado, too. I mean, they were 45-0 leading after two and 45-1. They were 52-0 when having, a multi-goal lead, 52-1. They were 74-1 in franchise history when leading by three. They had a 3-0 lead at one point in that series, and Vegas was able to come back. So yeah, it was nice to see the Golden Knights. You obviously want to be on the right side of the call, but certainly surprising to see that series get wrapped up in four.
Like Meany said, I think we're all shocked that it was a sweep, really, for any team or any in any of these series. But the Vegas Golden Knights, I think I finally have to give this team a lot of credit. They built towards this over the course of the first couple of rounds. I think we questioned it. Oh, it's Utah. It's Anaheim. And then you beat a team like Colorado, especially the way that they beat them, Meany. That's impressive, and that deserves our attention. Now you're going up against a different animal in the Carolina Hurricanes. I do truly believe that these are the two best teams, at least the teams that have performed the best in the postseason right now, and we're going to find out who truly is the best team. I think this is the toughest matchup for Carolina. I think this is the toughest matchup that Vegas has had as well.
Yeah, and you know, when I'm actually kind of surprised that the Golden Knights are not favored. I mean, they slowed down two really good offensive squads in Utah and Anaheim, and then they beat the team everybody loves. It wasn't just you guys like Colorado. Like you said, Nick, everybody liked the Avs. They were easily the best team in the NHL. I had them going, you know, in the Western Conference Finals. A lot of people had them to go to the Cup. So I don't want to discredit the path from the Hurricanes, but I am pretty surprised. Maybe it has something to do with where the series is starting in Carolina, but ultimately I feel like this should be closer to a pick.
Yeah, that was my fascination, honestly, guys, when, you know, even when Carolina was still playing their series against Montreal, they were still favored to win the Stanley Cup. And so I think that's where I want to steer the conversation next, as you guys have right now, is just sort of betting aspects we can look at in the Stanley Cup final. But outright, Carolina -140, Vegas +120. Means it seems like there's more value on Vegas. Like, is the market still sleeping on the Golden Knights, in your opinion?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, they just took care of what we all thought was the best team in the NHL. You can talk about President's Trophy curse, all that nonsense. I know McKenna wasn't 100% to wrap up the series, and Kyle Makar wasn't there to start the series. But ultimately, this team, again, three deep down the middle of the ice, is something that I talked a lot about, Jake, heading into that last round. William Karlsson coming back after missing a big chunk of the season. Second line center, moving Marner over to the wing. Howden's had a breakout campaign here in the playoffs. Eichel is your center one. And what did they do when Stone came back? Let's put him on the third line next to Hurdle. Stone's been great in the two games since he's returned, and Hurdle all of a sudden is starting to catch fire. So, and we haven't even talked about Carter Hart, which I think is the most surprising story with Vegas.
I think the way that the Hurricanes have been winning too, Nick, is leading to the price that you're seeing as well, with Carolina being a pretty healthy favorite. I saw they open in some spots closer to even -200. Now, obviously, that number is going to get scooped up. And like Meany mentioned, he believes there's still value on Vegas. So if he thinks that, there certainly was in some of those opening spots as well. But the expected goals for, the expected goals against, seeing some numbers post-Olympics, the two best teams, this is through the regular season now into the playoffs, the Carolina Hurricanes and then the Vegas Golden Knights. So maybe we should not be surprised that these are the two teams now meeting for the Stanley Cup final. There was a bit of a gap between Carolina and Vegas in those numbers, so I think that's leading to what you're seeing from the odds makers and why Carolina might be priced accordingly.
A major storyline for me, no doubt, as Means just brought up, is the crease. On one side, you have the wonderful story that is Freddie Anderson, 12-1, 1.41, 931, three shutouts, insane numbers for him. Then you have Carter Hart, he's 12-4, 2.16, and 924. And I want to dabble into the Conn Smythe market, guys. My opinion, is that Carolina is going to win this Stanley Cup. I truly feel like it's Freddie Anderson's Conn Smythe to lose. Agree or disagree, Jake, at least with the Conn Smythe pick?
I think that he is the lead candidate for Carolina. We'll get to who we like in this series and all those sorts of things. But I do like the Canes. The Canes were my cup pick at the start. I'm going to ride with the Canes right to the end here. So if I got to pick someone, it's Freddie Anderson, just because everything else seems so spread out. Meaning, I look at that line of Stankoven, Blake, Taylor Hall. They've been excellent all postseason. Stankoven with that great closeout game as well. So you can make a strong case for him, Taylor Hall, if you want, as well. But did they all just kind of cancel each other out? And you go and you look at Freddie's numbers and you think, well, this guy's got, you know, 3 shutouts going in. Maybe he picks up another one in the cup final. I'd have to lean towards Frederick Anderson. But I'll say, Nick, before what I said on our conference final preview, there could be somebody on Carolina with a very strong cup final that could step up and swipe this thing. It's going to take a lot, but I could see an Aho, a Jarvis, one of these guys having a monster cup final, maybe stealing
Pete, it. All I'll add is that if it's Carolina, it's going to be Freddie Anderson. Number one, you got to take in advance who's voting on this award. Number two, the dude's playing with such a heavy heart. Like, he just lost his agent. I don't think it's anybody but Freddie Anderson right now, Pete, if they win.
He's leading the whole playoffs in save percentage, 5-on-5 save percentage, 5-on-5 close save percentage, right? He's got the 3 shutouts, which leads the league as well. I mean, he has actually put together quietly one of the most efficient goaltending career playoff performances of the modern era. He's got a 9.15 save percentage in 98 career playoff games and a great record to boot. And that's something only 15 goalies in NHL history have done. So really rare air for Freddie. It's nice to see. You guys know I've been a Freddie apologist because of the Denmark stuff through the years. So, and I do believe that he will win the Conn Smythe if they get over the hump here and win the series.
I didn't think it was that good against Montreal, just to kind of play devil's advocate here. I mean, an 8.86 save percentage against the Canadiens. He allowed 10 goals on 78 shots. He's going to see more rubber against Vegas than he did against the Habs. And yeah, he has had some really nice moments in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think that there's an outside chance it could be Stankoven. I mean, he has the nine goals. So if he gets 3 more here, he's in double digits. He could lead the Stanley Cup playoffs in goals if Anderson doesn't have any shutouts opportunity. And Taylor Hall, who's played the most games out of anybody here in the Stanley Cup Finals without a cup, he's got 16 points. Is also a really nice story. And that line in particular, I would be shocked if it was anybody else from either Hall, Stankoven, or even Jackson Blake among Carolina players.
Jake, I want to go to you. The Toronto Impact. Again, I just always get back to who votes for the Conn Smythe, and people love gaslighting the market of Toronto. On one side, you have Mitch Marner. On the other, you have Freddie Anderson. What do you think the chances are one of these two guys are walking away with the Conn Smythe trophy this season? How high would you put those odds?
I think if Vegas wins it, to me, it's almost a layup that it's Mitch Marner. Agreed. At this point. I don't see it really going anywhere else. And, you know, the whole Toronto factor aside, I think he genuinely deserves it. Now, we don't know what's going to happen in the cup final and who could step up and have some big moments if Vegas does indeed win it. But I'd have to think, guys, if they're going to win 4 games against the Carolina Hurricanes, Marner is going to have to factor in. And he's not going to have a series where he has no points or 1 point. If Vegas is winning, Marner's going to be a factor in this series. I think he's priced accordingly. I don't know if there's a ton of value, Nick, on the number here for Mitch Marner. I don't think I'd be jumping in right now, but means I got to think that Marner's the front runner, and someone would have to do something real special on the Vegas side to take it away from him.
It could be, to answer your question, it could be like 75% chance. I mean, they're 1-2 right in terms of Conn Smythe favorites, right? I mean, Marner's leading in points with 21. He's got the 4 shorthanded points, which leads all skaters, 11 primary assists. He's 1 of 3 guys to have a hat trick. He's actually done it all, right? He's 1 of 5 to have a 4-point game. He's got 6 multi-point games, which is tied for Eichel. And that's what I will say. If Marner does go quiet here and there's only 1 point in a 6 or 7 game series, Eichel's just a couple points behind him. He's starting to heat up, scoring a couple goals late in that series against the Avs. So if he were to have like a 4 or 5 goal series with 7 or 8 points, I think there's an outside chance. But right now, Marner is my favorite to win the
Conn Smythe. By the way, if you're listening right now, here are your Conn Smythe odds. Marner plus 170, Anderson plus 275, Hall plus 550, Stankoven plus 900, Blake at plus 1100, Eichel plus 1400, and Carter Hart, Jake, at plus 1600. I need advice today, boys. You know, I'm riding that plus 20,000 to 1 ticket on Carter Hart to win the Conn Smythe. Do I have any chance in hell of winning this thing, Jake?
So it's tough because I just said I don't think he has much of a chance. I'm not a cash out guy. I'm always a let it ride guy, especially with the big numbers. Maybe a hedge guy. If you get to a situation where, okay, it's, you know, Vegas is going to win the cup. It's pretty clear. It's either going to go Hart or Mitch Marner. Maybe hedge a little bit on that side. There's your hedge. There's your hedge right there. So you're probably good. I don't think it goes anywhere else on the Vegas side. I still think if I were to maybe take a shot down the board here, and again, it is a long shot. It's something that would just be worth a sprinkle. It would be somebody from Carolina. It would be an Aho, a Jarvis, and say, this thing goes seven games. They have a monster point total. That's where I would maybe sprinkle a few bucks, guys. But I think it's pretty clear the board's taken shape through three rounds here, and your winner's likely coming from that top three, that top four.
I think if anybody's listening and you're in a situation like Nick and you have those two players, jump in on maybe a Carolina, whether it's an Anderson to hedge or a smaller sprinkle on a guy like Stankoven. We talked about maybe a couple more goals that way. But my goodness, Carter Hart, his last six starts, 6-0, 948 save percentage, a 1.65 goals against average. Again, he did this to the Avs. Credit to the Golden Knights. There was, I think, a stretch in game three where there was like 25 minutes where Colorado had one shot on goal. So just a whole team buy-in. They're big. They're structured. They slow down the Avs at 5-5, and Carter Hart has been phenomenal over the last six
years. Guys, we've been waiting for this series for a long, long time. The William Carrier revenge series. We're finally going to get it here in the Stanley Cup final. Jake, we're going to have the rest versus Rust debate again. Vegas with a week off between games here.
Well, we did see how it affected Carolina, guys. Now we do have a really good look at it. You could look out at the big picture, and you look at Carolina's run here, and it's 12 wins, a lot of which in dominant fashion, and one just totally strange loss where they looked like the Vancouver Canucks all of a sudden. I think the Canucks put on Canes jerseys and played that game, and I thought, oh man, are we going to see a series like this? Ultimately, they reverted back to themselves. So I do think it matters. I feel like less so here, Meany, with the rest that Vegas has, or the rust, however you want to look at it. It is a bit more of a layoff than Carolina, but it's not 12 days like the Canes had. I think that just totally takes you out of it. This is the cup final. Maybe you see it a little bit in that first game, but Carolina is also going to be dealing with a few days off here. I'm not going to factor it too much into my handicap for game one here.
Me neither, and I just think it's an experience factor, right? They're well coached. Again, they have like several guys. I think Carolina's got two guys that have Stanley Cup final experience, where you look at Vegas, they have 10 guys, and you look at their top guys like Eichel and Barbashev and Stone, Theodore. These guys have played a lot of playoff hockey, but that's one thing we call too on this show, Nick. The Habs to win game one and Carolina to win the series at 5-1. I thought Montreal had this outside smallest chance after game one, but certainly that rest versus rust thing was a factor in the third round. I don't think it will be an issue in the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I mean, I had no plans on Friday. I sat down, watched game five of the Eastern Conference final, and just blown away with what I witnessed on my television on a Friday night. One team that should have been there, one team that, I guess, fatigue was now a factor with the Montreal Canadiens. But guys, we could all agree the right team advanced. I'm a big proponent of knocking on that door and finally pushing through, and that's why ultimately, as I've referenced already, I like Carolina winning. But you look at John Tortorella, Jake, like what an epic arc, epic story. Takes over with eight games remaining. He's 19-4-1, and he's looking to join elite company here, right? Like only three other coaches, Scotty Bowman, Dick Irvin Sr., and Tommy Gorman, have won cups with multiple teams here. I mean, this Tortorella angle is crazy too.
This might be my favorite Stanley Cup final coaching battle in a while, because you have Rod Brendamore, who I loved as a player. I think we all respected what he did as a player in his day. And, you know, that great two-way guy, a player that you'd want in the postseason, won a Stanley Cup. And he's toiled to get here with this team. How many chances have they had? Runs into the conference final, falling short. So he gets his first chance as a coach in a cup final. And then you have Tortorella, Meany, who I had the moment watching the Western Conference final celebration when they swept the Colorado, and you see him on the ice, and I'm thinking, I feel like I'm living in some fever dream right now, because Torts didn't even have a job 2 months ago, and now all of a sudden he's going to the cup final, and he's on the ice, and he's shaking hands. It's just a crazy run to get here, but I love what he's been able to do with this Vegas Golden Knights team, and as much as I'm going to continue to sing the praises of Carolina, and I am going to back them in this series in a lot of different ways, I respect what Torts and the Knights have done, and I think they're going to give the Canes a heck of a series here.
You wonder if other teams are going to let go of their coaches late in the season and say, hey, well, it worked, you know, with Vegas and Torts. And you look at the history, you know, he's upset two number one seeds, not just upsets, sweeps. Remember when he took care of the Tampa Bay Lightning as a head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets, and then he does this as Vegas against Colorado. So it's extremely impressive. I do give the slight edge to Torts, just given that he has been here before and he's had a little bit more success behind the bench. But, man, this is a really good coaching matchup, and it should be a whole lot of fun to watch.
Petey Jensen, I want to bring you in for some potential look at X factors. Like, ultimately, from the Carolina aspect, I'm looking at the Aho line. It's got to be the game breakers at this point in time, no, right?
No, for sure. I do think that Ehlers is a game breaker, and you could get him at plus 4,000 to win the Conn Smythe. I don't know if he's going to do it, if Carolina, but there is that door open a little bit for someone to have a big series, and he did score a big goal the last round, of course, game two, when Carolina really needed it. So there is that little bit of a narrative that he was a guy in the offseason that they gained to try to get over the hump. So keep an eye on Ehlers. And then when you look at this, to lead the series in goals, prop, future, plus 1,200 for Mark Stone. This guy's electric. He's got four high-danger goals. Despite missing time, he leads the Golden Knights in power play shots on goal. He's a finisher. He can do it in this series for sure. So I think that Mark Stone is a guy that the Golden Knights like have in their back pocket, even if he's playing on his own line, that can help them turn the tide with his experience.
And guys, you know where I'm going to be going in game one and probably every game in this series. It's the opposing goaltender of the Carolina Hurricanes over saves. It's worked so well throughout the course of the postseason. Dobish had plenty of games where it went over in that short series. Unfortunately, we only got four out of Ladar the round before, but it worked out well in all four of those games. 28.5 is the number, Meany, for game number one on the save prop for Carter Hart. It is pretty high. And as we've referenced, Vegas, 5-on-5, maybe they can slow things down a little bit like they did against the Colorado Avalanche, but we know Carolina likes to fire from everywhere, so I will be on that over 28.5 for game one, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, and I'm with you again. We did you were spot on, right? Dobish, we talked about it with Vladar in the Philly series as well, and as stingy as Vegas is, I mean, they had the lowest expected goals against rate at 5-on-5 per 60 in the regular season, the fewest high-danger shots allowed. This Carolina team, they're relentless. They live in the offensive zone. They love to shoot the puck from everywhere. I think Rod Brendamore was chirped at one point, Nick, and after I think game two of the series, oh, you guys just shoot from everywhere. He's like, yeah, well, you gotta score goals, you gotta shoot to score goals. So you know, and all four lines, he's not afraid to play his fourth line, and they put pucks on net from everywhere. So I do like that angle, and we'll get into some shot prop series leaders in a little bit.
Very well put. Picks, props, and everything in between coming your way here on the Money, brought to you by bet365. Don't go anywhere.
Adnan and Verk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Verk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two. The only place I'd like to see Sid go is Colorado. That's really it.
Is there a chance the NHL returns to Arizona someday where you played?
Baby, come back. You could do it all on me.
Yes, we're coming back. Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The eye test. It used to be all hockey fans had to analyze the game's biggest stars to see the difference in McDavid's speed, Hedman's shot, or Bedard's impact on the ice. But thanks to NHL Edge, fans get access to advanced stats through puck and player tracking, using millions of data points to compare players' speed, power, and impact. See for yourself at NHL.com/edge.
Welcome back to NHL Fantasy on Ice. Nick Alberga, Jay Conn, Chris Meany, and Pete Jensen with you. It's time now for On the Money, presented by Bet365, home of the 3-goal early payout, an official partner of the NHL. Hockey fans tired of waiting for the end of the game to get paid, ready to move on to the next puck drop. That's why Bet365, an official partner of the NHL, has 3-goal early payout. If the team you're riding goes up 3 goals at any point in the game, they'll pay your bet out early. Hockey moves fast, and now with 3-goal early payout, there's one less thing you have to wait around for. Bet365, download the app and see what early payout's all about. Must be 19 or older, Ontario only. Please play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. You guys ready for this? I'm going to start Carolina and 6. Plus 425. Carolina to win game one in regulation, and the Hart saves prop for game one, Jake.
Love. Oh, you had me at heart saves prop, even though I'd like your other plays there as well. I am going to be on Carolina in this series. I don't love the game one price, though, especially with some of these all these fact game ones are so tricky to bet, Meanie, I find, because you have your series thought, and then you think, well, do I just bet the team I like to win the series? Doesn't always go that way. I can't remember who it was on the conference final. It might have been Nick that shouted out Carolina losing game one but winning the series, and ultimately that played out perfectly. So maybe you could find some angles like that. I'm going to go back to one that Pete mentioned, most goals in the series as a total. Taylor Hall. I'm just looking at that line. I'm going to continue to ride that line on the Carolina Hurricanes means and just say that Hall is going to be the finisher instead of Stankoven, who's mostly been the finisher throughout the postseason so far.
Yeah, I love that angle. I'd consider fading the top of the board and getting into that second line for Carolina. Stankoven 10-1, Blake and Hall at 18-1. I mean, just a remarkable third round from these two guys. 80 plus shot attempts, 40 plus shots at the 5 goals and 12 points, and an 8-point game in game 5. And when they're on the ice together at 5-5, it's 12-4 the goals in favor of Carolina. So Blake is actually my guy that I'm kind of taking a look at. You like Hall, but he leads Carolina forwards in 5-5 ice time, Stankoven and Hall just behind. So the power play has not been good for Carolina. That second unit I noticed was getting a little bit more ice time than the first unit down the stretch of that third round. So I would take a look at Hall, Blake, and Stankoven. Shots and goals. I mean, that's just a trio right now, Nick, that has played good over the last 3 months. Down after the Olympic break, it was Carolina's best line as well.
Now, I highlighted this earlier on. I like the Conn Smythe Trophy to go to Freddie Anderson plus 275. Again, I'm betting on Carolina to win this series. And understated is the epic arc that is Mitch Marner vetoing a trade to the Carolina Hurricanes. So I think I'll probably play some angles around Marner and the Golden Knights in this series too. But cup handoff seems to be a big topic of conversation here, Jake, too.
Love cup handoff. This is a great one, especially as you get deeper into the series and, okay, you can kind of start to, like, you get into that closeout game, you can pull up the odds. They are going to shift a little bit, and people will have angles that they want to play. Meanie, anybody you're looking to here for cup handoff? I know you got some good names for us. I always love this debate this time of year.
Yeah, so I'll just give you the top four on each team. So Slavin is favored at plus 325, Anderson plus 425. Taylor Hall, by the way, who was part of the Mikko Rantanen three-player trade. Nobody really talks about that, but Hall, part of that. He was kind of like a throw-in. Chicago's like, here you go. Martinook at plus 850. And again, I mentioned Hall is the most regular season games, just under 1,000 of any player on either team's yet to win a title. So I think if Carolina wins it, I do believe it would go to Hall first. On the Vegas side is Dowd at plus 400, Marner 500, Hurdle 10-1, and Hart at 40-1. It's got to be Marner though, right? I mean, it sounds like I'm on an island here again with Vegas. I think the Golden Knights are going to win the Cup. I think they're going to win it in six. You can get a pretty good number on that. And Marner at plus 500, I think he's easily going to be the first guy to get the cup of the Golden Knights.
One rule of thumb, if you've been listening to this podcast, which I'm sure you all have, Chris Meany has been dialed in here in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and that scares me. He thinks Vegas is going to win this series. It means Vegas is going to win the Stanley Cup again. Imagine Carolina's story, guys. Like, honestly, Carolina has been pushing for this moment for like a decade. They finally get to the Cup final. Imagine they fall, Jake.
Look, I respect everything Vegas has done so far. It's just the dominance of Carolina, the puck possession, how suffocating they can be. Now, I am afraid that Torts and Vegas can game plan something up, because they just did it to the Colorado Avalanche. I know the Avs are banged up a little bit, but still, there's still a lot of great players on Colorado, and they were able to frustrate them 5-on-5. We see how Hart's playing coming into this as well. One angle I do like here, guys, and a market on Bet365, for the series to be tied after four games, plus 145. Plus 150 in that range. I think we do see a long series here between these two. It's going to be 2-1 for somebody, I'd imagine, through three. So I'm getting plus 145 on that team in a potential game four. I like that number, because I don't think you're going to see any team in an individual game priced more than plus 145 in this
series. Means, do you like this series going seven games?
I do. I did just talk about Vegas in six. That number to me at plus 525 is super appealing. Even Vegas on the spread, minus 1.5, plus 225. But I think if you really feel like Vegas could, get that series spread, then just take them in six at plus 525. But for this series to go seven at 2-1, I think is an interesting call. And honestly, like, people are kind of down on this Stanley Cup final matchup. I think it's going to be terrific.
Me too.
I think, both teams that are just amazing at 5-5, there's star power on the Vegas side of things. So I don't think that Carolina is just going to do the same thing to them that they've done to the three previous teams that they played. And, we're talking about save props. I mean, I think we're going to see a couple games, Nick, that go in overtime. Like, we could see games that go into double overtime here with as tight as both squads are at 5-5.
This is the battle of the siren crank, too, prior to the game. I don't know who's going to win out here, but both teams very animated when it comes to game ops. Petey Props, what do you got for us, buddy? What are you thinking?
So you can still get, like, if you just look big picture at game one, you still get good value on some of these guys. The power play quarterback, Gostisbehere, plus 110 for a point, plus 135 for Howden, who's tied for the league lead in goals this postseason with 10. So, yeah, look at Howden for the goal prop, for the point prop, if you want something to safe to throw into your parlay for game one. And again, I do worry about Carolina. If there's one game that I worry about for the Canes, it's game one. I think that Vegas is opportunistic, like Montreal was when they pulled it off. And Vegas is an elite team in both power play and penalty kills. So, and then sometimes Freddie only faces 15, 20 shots a game. So right. If you pick your spots, all of a sudden, that's how you get the 850 save percentage, right, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely, right? I mean, again, I'll go to a couple props here in shots. There's a couple fun markets at Bet365. If we do get some extended games, two shots in every game, Eichel's plus 170, Svechnikov's plus 150, Stankoven's 2-1, Jake, your guy, Hall is plus 475, Blake is 400, and even Marner, he's been shooting the puck quite a bit at plus 650. So if we do get into some games where we see double overtime, those are, you know, some interesting markets anyways to target.
Awesome stuff, and looking forward to the Stanley Cup Final, another on the money in the books presented by Bet365, home of the three goal early payout and official partner of the NHL. Jake, I cannot believe we are here. Game one of the Stanley Cup Final slated for Tuesday night in Raleigh.
And I would echo what Meany said just a few minutes ago. I can't wait for this Cup Final. I think and I know some people say the Canes maybe play a bit of a boring style. I don't think so. I've never thought so. I love watching the Canes play hockey, and I love what Vegas has become as well. You know, maybe painted into the villains a little bit by some. So good versus evil, I suppose, in the mind of some out there. But give me the Carolina Hurricanes. Give me the Canes in seven games, guys. We're going to see a classic in the Cup Final.
I believe the picks are in. Pete, you've given your pick, right? You like Carolina in the series?
I got Carolina in six. Same. But yeah, I think it's going to be, I think it could go seven. It's going to be really tight. And again, my biggest reasoning is the possession. When you get this late in the season, we saw how the possession discrepancy caught up to Montreal. It could catch up to Vegas. Vegas has been outchanced at 5-on-5 in two of its three series, the Anaheim series and the Colorado series. So with that recipe, it could eventually come to an end, unfortunately.
Again, if there's one person you should listen to who has the final word on today's podcast, it's Chris Meany.
I'm going to lean with the Golden Knights. Part of me thinks six, but I'll give seven here. Look, they're big, they're structured. They have more star power. They have guys on this roster that have won the Cup. I think the path was a little weaker for Carolina. So I'm going to go with Vegas here. And Blake is going to be my guy to lead the series in shots at 80-1 and goals at 18-1.
Sounds good. Enjoy, everybody. We're going to lay out. We'll be back in a couple weeks. For Jay Conn, Chris Meany, and Pete Jensen, I'm Nick Alberga. You've been listening to NHL Fantasy on Ice. Enjoy the Cup Final here.